So getting back to this issue of controversies in local therapy, what are some of the other questions? And is margin still a big issue?
Oh, I think margins remains an issue. People continue to obsess about margins. And I think margins, clearly negative margins, defined as tumor not touching the ink, remain important in local control. Beyond that, it has been very, very hard to prove that larger pieces of normal breast tissue enhance local control, particularly in women with invasive breast cancer. In collaboration with my colleague Malcolm Kell in Ireland, we did a meta-analysis of publications on the subject of DCIS involving about 5,500 women, both randomized and non-randomized trials. And while we were able to show a higher local failure rate when margins were less than 2 millimeters compared to greater than 2 millimeters, we could not show any difference between 2 millimeters and 5 millimeters or bigger. And if you look at surveys that have been done, the most common margin definition in this country is tumor not touching the ink, which is the NSABP definition, followed by 2 millimeters. I think justifications for these big 1 centimeter margins, 5 millimeter margins, are lacking.
So based on that, is your sort of bar not touching the ink or 2 millimeters?
It depends. I think there is not a correct answer for all patients. For example, the anterior and the posterior margin are anatomically limited, so that if you have gone up to the subcutaneous fat or down to the pectoral fascia posteriorly, if your margin is not touching the ink, you're done. It's the margins within the breast itself that may indicate residual tumor, and there I pay attention to both tumor histology and patient age, so that we know that the likelihood of residual tumor is lower if you have a pure infiltrating ductal cancer than if you have a lobular cancer or if you have an infiltrating ductal cancer with an extensive intraductal component. So I'll take tumor not touching the ink for pure ductal cancer as long as it's a relatively small amount of tumor that comes up close to the margin. If you've got 2 centimeters of tumor right up next to that ink, that's probably a case to re-excise. Younger women, by younger meaning women under 40, have higher local failure rates than their older counterparts. Part of that seems to be ameliorated by a margin of at least 2 millimeters. So in young women, again, I'm more prone to re-excise than I am in older women. So I take all those things into account and also take into account whether or not the need for re-excision would mean conversion to a mastectomy, which is something I would virtually never do for just a close margin.